Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Shari Chuba Shar Aleph Ois Lamid Aleph, Shin number 51, discussing Taiva, how to break Taiva. How should a person break his Yetzahara that's pulling him on a regular basis for Taiva, for desires, for things that Hashem says stay away from? Rabbi Yoina continues to bring Psukim that condemn the pursuit of pleasures for his own personal benefit. Brings Psukim in Yeshaya, brings Psukim from Mishlei, Psukim from all many, many different places, Malachi. Before we continue with these Psukim, we have to remind ourselves, I want to share with you a story. Story of a Rebbe who was collecting money to buy shoes for a certain person. Along came the Rebbe's own shamish and stole this money from the Rebbe. And the Rebbe let out a scream and he said, I was collecting the money for him. I was collecting the money for him. What's the message? The message is like this. We look at the world and we see the Yetzirah and he shows us something which is so looks to be enjoyable. The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a gzeira on a person. The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a gzeira on the person. How long the person will live out that year. Mitzvah Shem, the whole year. What kind of year the person will have. His finances, his health. The hanah, the enjoyment, is also nigzer on Rosh Hashanah time. It's also decreed by Rosh Hashanah time. Person has to know that if he's supposed to get pleasure, he has one of two ways to get that hanah. Either in a kosher way, in the way that he'll get it with a hechsher on it, or he could get it in a way that's in a treif way. He could eat the delicious food on Shabbos in the proper way, and it's a mitzvah on Yontif. And even during the week, you can eat the food properly, in proper measures. This is a very important point. A person should remind himself that the food or whatever the taiva that he feels he might be missing out on, he can do it in the proper way. And he'll get that hana that he so desires. So if a person follows his taivas of the physical, he's mizdame, he compares himself, he connects himself to that of an animal. But if he elevates himself with the seichel, and that's why the person stands up straight and the seichel is in the highest part of the person, that Hashem could have put the seichel in his toes, but the seichel is in the head of the person, because the person's koima, his structure is standing up. To instruct the person, focus on the top. When you come to Sukkot, Mitzvah Hashem, 6 months from now, we get ready for Sukkot. We make one bracha on the Dalet Minim. You have a lulav, you have an esrog, you have a dasim and a aravos. But we only make one bracha on one of the minim. Al netilas lulav. Different reasons. One of the reasons is because it's the tallest, it's the most significant, that it catches the eye first. The person's seichel is in the top of his body. The person has to focus on the seichel. Achein im yelich b'derech ha-seichel. The person goes in the way of the seichel. Oz yischabru lo yachaver meyu ayavim rabim. Ben Yoin is telling us that when a person focuses on his own taivas, people don't want to be his friend. He loses his friends. People see what a jealous and selfish individual he is, what an arrogant person this individual is, because he's only caring about himself. That's taivas nafshoi, his own pleasures. But he focuses on the seichel. Achein im yelech v'derech ha-seichel. Oz yischabru lo yachaveirim v'yu ayavim rabim. He'll have a lot of friends. Mi yishu roitze es midoysov rabu ha-koytzim olof. A person with refined character traits. Such a person like this, it's attractive. People want to be your friend. They want to be around you. So these are the different points that Binyan is telling us to focus on, to break Shmiras Aguf, Ataiva, break the desire of Olam Hazeh. Person wants to have good friends? Focus on Shmiras Ataiva, breaking the desires of Olam Hazeh. Because a person who's focusing on Taiva Olam Hazeh is focusing basically on his own selfish behavior, and he might lose his friends.